the things you do in the regular season sometimes can get lost in the sauce a little bit if you don't follow it up with a decent playoff run or at least performance on yourself. So I like to take the same intensity, you know, that I had for all 16, 17 games now and you know, add to that as I get to the playoffs. But yeah, man, it's definitely a little bit of an amplified feeling when it's time to go. So when you have that feeling, I guess it kind of resonates more in your memory as well. So when I think about playoff football, or I think about football, I definitely think about the teams down the stretch. It's not really the guy who led the league in receiving or led the league in rushing. You don't really remember that years later. You think about the teams that had a legit playoff push and you know, go on to win Super Bowl. So that's definitely the way my mind has worked in the past.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus, and we will dive into giving props from BetQL, our props contest. We'll dive into the latest and what we have to break down for this weekend coming up in about 40 minutes. Right now, though, we're going to have some fun with a draft. We love our drafts here. Super Bowl odds draft. We've done all sorts of drafts over the year or so that we've been together. But now we're going to do one with the eight teams left in the playoffs, but not just the teams. We're going to do a coach quarterback draft. So basically, you got to take a coach quarterback combination. You can't pick one of each. It's got to be the combination. And it's interesting because we were just talking on the break. I don't know how this draft is going to go. You know,
no idea.
If we were power ranking the teams, it'd be pretty easy to kind of figure out the order we might end up in. I don't know. So eight teams, three of us. We also have Paul. We have Jake. They will jump in after the three of us make our first three picks. They will make a pick, and then we'll come back to the three of us at the end. So, Aaron, you want to start us off? You want to be the number one pick here? You can go Aaron, Joe O. I'll go third. I don't mind going third. Aaron, Joe O, myself, and then we'll go to Paul and Jake. Aaron, you have the top pick on the board. You could have any coach quarterback combination left in the playoffs. Where would you go?
All right. This was much harder than I thought, but I am going with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Mahomes makes plays that no one else does. He's dynamic. It feels like everything could be going wrong around him, and he can make something out of nothing. The two are just dangerous together. You got Andy Reid. I think he's the best head coach in these playoffs. I trust him. He's got a Super Bowl championship. He's got a lot of experience. He knows what he's doing. The two together, that's number one for me.
Man, I think Aaron had the easiest spot. And I'm not, no, I'm honestly, though, because after one, because you have strength on both sides, the ceiling, the floor is so high with both the quarterback and the head coach. Now, after this, I could go any of three ways. And then after we get out of the top four, it's also very challenging. So, I don't know. I'm flipping a coin here between Rodgers and Brady. I've got to go Rodgers, LaFleur. LaFleur is still a very underrated head coach, and I know they've got to do it on the big stage, finally get it done in the NFC Championship. Rodgers back to a Super Bowl again. He's likely to win the MVP. We know this, how tough it is in Lambeau, and maybe it's going to be Trey Lance. So we certainly all expect them to be in the NFC title game. We'll see, depending on the health of Jimmy Garoppolo. But I have a lot more trust in LaFleur after this season than, say, 1 year ago. And it looks like they hit. We'll see if it's a home run, because a home run means Super Bowls. But they hit with LaFleur, and Rodgers really appears to like him. We know when Aaron Rodgers does not like a coach. But I've got to go Rodgers, LaFleur. But a couple other options were also very enticing.
So I'm very happy with the third pick. I couldn't go wrong here. I get Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest winner of all time. And right. I get Arians, the only other coach besides Andy on this list that actually has a ring on his finger. So I have
Arians. You rigged the order here.
Well, I didn't know what you guys were going to pick. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I almost went with Brady. I almost did.
I know. Yeah, I mean,
there's no wrong answer here.
You know what people are talking about in Chicago, because they're talking to Leftwich? Is it's hard to figure out, okay, what is Leftwich's resume? We know where he's been and the players he's worked with, but this offense, is Brady running the offense? Arians at this stage, how much is Arians really doing with the old backpack going He's always tucking on over his jacket, you know? So that's the interesting part with Arians.
It is. And I guess the culture that he sets, like they've continued to play really well this year. And he's been a really good coach in the NFL. So I'm very happy with getting Tom Brady and Bruce Arians as my first pick. Now it gets interesting. Paul is up with the fourth overall pick, our coach quarterback draft in terms of the eight teams left in the playoffs. Paul, where are you going next?
I think this one's relatively easy. I think you have to go Josh Allen, Sean McDermott. I think the next pick is what I am most intrigued to see what happens. But, I mean, man, if that there's always the chance bad Josh Allen shows up. And who was it that was on our show last week talking about conservative Sean McDermott a little bit? Oh, Mike Shope. From Buffalo.
Correct.
So, but I mean, of the options left, it's a no-brainer. Josh Allen, Sean McDermott.
That's an easy one, yeah.
So does that mean I'm up with the most difficult? Oh, Jake, thank goodness.
This is so gross. This is disgusting. Like, okay, do I want to take Zach Taylor or Ryan Tannehill or the corpse of Matt Stafford?
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Does anybody have a coach from Illinois?
This is so gross. God, this is so disgusting. I guess
not that bad. I think they're pretty good options.
I guess I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna take
Leslie Frazier.
Stop. I'm gonna take Vrabel. I'm gonna take the Titans. Okay. I'm gonna swallow with Tannehill. I don't believe in the corpse of Matt Stafford staying healthy. I'm not gonna take the Niners because I don't know who's playing right now at quarterback. Zach Taylor, gross. So I'll take Vrabel. I'll take Vrabel and the potential return of Derrick Henry and obviously Ryan Tannehill.
So, you know, disgusting. I think it's a good pick. Are we snaking this draft? Do I go again or is it Aaron?
Yeah, let's go Joe G on the way back.
All right, so Aaron will go last at the end. So myself, Joe O, then Aaron.
Fantastic.
Well, you got the first pick. You got Andy and Mahomes, so you can't complain.
Yeah, what are you complaining about?
You know what? I'm going to go here.
Oh, no, he's doing it.
With
he's
Kyle
going
Shanahan,
to the Queen City.
Oh, Kyle Shanahan and a banged up Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm looking at tandems that have been to the Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo is – how many quarterbacks in this group have been to the Super Bowl? Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Jimmy G, right? That's four. Four of the eight quarterbacks playing this weekend have actually gone all the way to a Super Bowl. Jimmy G is one of them, and Kyle Shanahan is one of the coaches that's been there. I will go with Shanahan – and hopefully a serviceable Jimmy Garoppolo that doesn't have to come out of the game because he's hurt on Saturday night. I like my pick here at number five or six.
All right, whatever. This took a turn, man. I was not expecting at 7-8 Stafford and Burrow to be on the board. That blows my mind.
Well, you get McVay and Taylor. Let's not forget that part of it.
Well, it's funny how McVay's now bad.
Well, he's not bad.
You've been leading that charge, Joe.
I know, but he does have a Super Bowl on the resume. Sure. See, people pick what they want with Shanahan. He's been to the Super Bowl, but he's also 28-3, so it depends which side you're on.
And San Francisco. Let's not let him off the hook for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And he beats McVay like a drum every time he plays it. He always beats McVay.
All right. Stafford McVay. I was impressed. I know they didn't have to do a ton against Arizona on Monday night. McVay has the Super Bowl run in his back pocket. That defense, too. That all gets thrown into it here. But McVay, for so many years now, he's been viewed as one of the top five coaches. And Stafford got his first playoff win. There's context. Those playoff losses that he had is a long time ago with a lot of different players. So I don't think that should matter too much. But I'll go with Stafford McVay, and it kind of tells you how much I dislike Zach Taylor.
Yes, that was my immediate thought, was that was all about fading Zach Taylor. Mm-hmm. I get the scraps, and I'm okay with it, because I do love Joe Burrow. I think he is going to be one of the great quarterbacks in this league. He's shown a lot of improvement. He led the Bengals to their first playoff win in 31 years. He led the NFL this season in completion percentage. 70.4% was second in passer rating. I mean, if they get a win at Tennessee, they could reach the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988. Not a lot to say about Zach Taylor as the head coach. He's got a great he's got some great talent on his team. So this is just more about Burrow for me.
He likes to go to the Cincinnati bars.
So let's take it
and
back.
And hand out game balls.
That was pretty cool. That also feels like, all right, we won our Super Bowl. Now we might not show up next
week.
But let's go back to that fifth pick of Jake's. So who would everyone take there? Because I think that's the most interesting spot.
I may have taken the pick that I got at seven with Stafford and McVay.
So Jake took Vrabel and Tannehill. I think I would have taken my pick, Shanahan.
And I think I might have taken mine, actually. I'm a big believer in Burrow.
Okay, fine. Jeez. I took the Cowboys last time. I get it.
But if we were just doing a list of quarterbacks, wouldn't everybody have Burrow as rock solid number five right now?
Yes, yeah, I course. Did. I ranked the quarterbacks, and I did it that way when I was making my decision, and I had Burrow at five. So, you know, I guess you could just make the argument the quarterback's more important than the head coach. And
that's
take
the
Burrow
interesting
and Taylor
part.
At five.
How we all weighed that combination, right? Like, is it 60-40 coach quarterback? Is it 40-60 the other way? I think I leaned more towards the coach than the quarterback. Cause I like Shanahan and I like Garoppolo, but I took him. I wanted the coach there in that one. All right, let's do this. If you could pair any
dude, Vrabel is going to school Taylor this weekend. He's going to do something that everybody's talking about.
Well, he's going to get a pass rush on Joe Burrow. If you could pair any coach left in the playoffs with any quarterback left in the playoffs, who would you do?
So question, should we do like the GOAT version or should we go post-GOATs? Like kind of that fifth spot again, like the second tier. Would you pair?
I'm thinking with the one with the biggest upside.
All right, so why don't we start with number one? Well, sorry, what do you mean by that?
So, like, Burrow with a good coach.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You can make a big
like
jump.
Like McVay
but
and
Rodgers,
Allen or something like that.
Rodgers and Reed, how much better is he going to get?
Right.
I'll start by throwing mine out there. I just think it's the most interesting combination. Joe Burrow and Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan has made a career out of making quarterbacks look better than they are. He's never had a super, super, super talent. Right? He had RG3 for 10 minutes and he got hurt. Matt Ryan's a very good quarterback. He made him an MVP. Jimmy Garoppolo is an average Joe that he's had near 70% completion for basically every minute he's been healthy and upright. If you gave Kyle Shanahan Joe Burrow, I think he would complete 75% of his passes and win the MVP.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, man. Like, we just saw
Paul
it again last
hates
week.
Hates that pick.
I'm just like, what is with Kyle in the fourth quarter? Like, yes, you're right, but what happens when the clock hits the fourth quarter? Like, that's why I think Kyle, for some reason, gets a pass. Like, people talk about it as falconing or everything else.
He does get a pass. Yeah, he shouldn't.
So, I don't know. And the thing is, we just saw it again last week. Now, granted, Jimmy G can't throw that pick, but.
So, basically, we're all going to say which head coach we would love to pair Burrow with, right?
Yeah, I would say Vrabel, I think.
Vrabel.
I was going to just do something different, do Josh Allen and Vrabel. I mean, because of Vrabel's defensive background, maybe, you know, kind of like what Bill Belichick does in New England, can really groom a quarterback like Burrow or Allen and, you know, teach them a lot of things. So I like that.
Jake?
I was going to say Josh Allen and Andy Reid.
I like that one.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
Andy's
actually, I'd like to change
like
my pick. Give me Ryan Tannehill and Zach Taylor, please.
I wouldn't watch that team. Andy's always taken like molds of clay, like with athletic quarterbacks, and made them better than they are. Donovan, Vic, even Mahomes, right? Like Mahomes was raw coming out of college.
Smith.
Josh Allen might break every record if he was with Andy Reid and he was like on point for 17 games. That'd be insane.
So I would go. My first thought was Burrow Vrabel, like Paul, but I think Burrow LaFleur is kind of flying under the radar. That could be really good.
It's similar to my Shanahan thought. Like the quarterback that we all like with the really, really smart offense.
So no one's picking Mahomes or Rodgers, right? Just because it's like how much better could they really like they're already at the pinnacle, you're not getting much out of them.
Right.
Yeah, can Andy Reid get much more of Aaron Rodgers? Maybe. I mean, like how much more?
So what if Shanahan's with Rodgers? How much better is he?
A little bit.
Is he worse?
No, I don't think he's worse.
Neutral.
Neutral. I don't think he's worse.
He's back-to-back
he's
MVP.
An MVP.
Like, you're only getting marginally better if you move either of those guys around.
Right. Yeah. And Brady's running the offense anyways. He's making the calls. He's telling Arians what to do.
So no one wants to pair Tannehill and anyone cool? Leave him home.
Tannehill and McVay, let's do it, baby.
I can't believe your quarterback head coach combo is Jimmy G.
And Shanahan. They went to the Super Bowl. They've been in the Super Bowl.
This year.
2 years ago. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. On the other side, Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus, will join us to talk divisional round in the NFL on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.